It is over. Well, kind of. Hollywood actors who have been on strike since July have finally reportedly negotiated a tentative contract with the major studios and streaming companies. If it is ratified, it could put everyone in the film and TV industry back to work. Joining us now to talk more about it is NPR's Mandalit Del Barco. She's been covering both the actor strike and the writer strike. Of course, the writer strike ended back in September. Hi, Mandalit.
Hi, Elsa.
Okay, breakthrough, I guess.
Yeah.
Tell us what we know so far about this tentative agreement.
Yeah, well, we don't know the details yet, but we do know that the performers' negotiators were joined at the bargaining table by the heads of Disney, Netflix, NBC Universal, and Warner Brothers Discovery, and in the end, other studios too. You know, SAG-AFTRA members had started off asking for an 11% wage increase, higher residuals tied to the success of streaming shows, and key for them was protections from the use of artificial intelligence by studios and streamers. Actors, for instance, want to have control over their likeness on screen so they don't just get replicated without their consent or without getting compensated.
Right. And it's been pretty contentious between the two sides up until now, right?
Yeah. So the studio head said the actors' demands were not realistic and too expensive. And the performers and union leaders chastised the executives for being greedy. This morning, as the deal was getting closer, Warner Brothers Discovery CEO David Zaslav talked to investors about the negotiations, and he sounded pretty positive.
We made a last and final offer, which met virtually all of the union's goals and includes the highest wage increase in 40 years, and believe it provides for a positive outcome for all involved. We recognize that we need our creative partners to feel valued and rewarded, and look forward to both sides getting back to the business of telling great stories.
And, you know, Elsa, just a note that many of us at NPR News are also members of SAG-AFTRA, but broadcast journalists are under a different contract, and we have not been on strike.
No, we have not.
No.
Okay, so Mandalit, what have been the reactions so far? What are you hearing?
Well, you know, Hollywood has been holding its breath, waiting for a deal, so there's no doubt there's a lot of relief right now. Mm-hmm. I spoke to Netflix co-CEO Ted Sarandos on Monday, and he told me he couldn't wait to make a deal, and he's been on edge, too. He told me. This morning, before the deal was made, I went back out to the picket lines, and outside Amazon Studios, I talked with SAG-AFTRA strike captain Chelsea Schwartz. She wants to go back to acting, but she says there are still a lot of hurt feelings.
How do you go from being so angry at these people to being like, and we're best buds now working together on set? You know, it's we forgive, but you don't forget.
Okay, well, as we said up at the top of this, it's not quite over, right? What happens now?
Well, the union leaders still have to send their 160,000 members the details of the deal, and that's maybe when we'll find out what's in it. And then the members will have to vote on whether or not to ratify the contract. That may take about a week or so, maybe less. And the negotiators are apparently so confident that the performers will be okay with this deal that they're reportedly called off the strike after midnight tonight. So they may soon be acting again, doing promotions, going back on talk shows, interviews, showing up on red carpets for premieres. You know, Elsa, everyone really in Hollywood does want to get back to work, whether they're in one of the unions or not.
Absolutely. That is NPR's Mandalit Del Barco. Thank you so much, Mandalit.
Thank you.